Glenn Beck. The Blaze Radio Network.
Hey, it's Glenn, and I want to remind you, peace of mind is tough to come by these days unless you have a Liberty Safe. With a Liberty Safe, you won't worry when you leave the house because you'll know your valuables are protected. And right now, you can get free delivery to your home on any Liberty Safe. Go to LibertySafe.com for factory direct pricing. LibertySafe.com, made in the USA, lifetime warranty, and peace of mind. LibertySafe.com.
As a rule, losers don't have their names on things. And that is one reason Donald Trump has always loved to put his name on everything. To the Donald, having your name on things proves you're a winner. And he really likes to be considered a winner.
We will have so much winning if I get elected that you may get bored with winning.
That's why there has been, at one time or another, the Trump Tower, the Trump Plaza, Trump Place, Trump Palace, Trump Shuttle, Trump Vodka, Trump Steaks, Trump Casinos, and Trump University, just to name a few. Yet, because of his father's fortune, Trump was worth about $40 million in 1974. Another future billionaire, Warren Buffett, was also worth about $40 million in 1974. Today, Forbes lists Trump's wealth at $3.9 billion. Bloomberg has it at $2.9. Had Donald Trump done nothing with that seed money from his father except invest it in an index fund based on the S&P 500 index and reinvested the dividends, he'd be worth twice as much as reported by Bloomberg and 50% more than Forbes, or about $6 billion today. By comparison, Warren Buffett, who also started out with $40 million, is today worth $67 billion. In fairness, Trump himself claims he's worth more than that. He's worth $10 billion. Even so, Bill Gates, Steve Jobs, and many others who started from scratch, started their businesses with nothing but a dream, have amassed many times more wealth than Donald Trump. Now, whether it's $2.9 or $10 billion, that is a lot of money. And by anyone's standards, extremely, even unbelievably successful. But this is just to compare the rhetoric with the actual result. So does Donald J. Trump always win? Well, if you're asking him, the answer is emphatically yes.
It's, as you and I were discussing, it's become the number one attraction in New York, Trump Tower. The best hotel casino anywhere in the world.
The biggest gross in the history of the gaming business.
Said to be the greatest yacht in the world.
The finest transportation operation anywhere in this country.
The largest building privately financed ever built in the world.
The biggest selling book, or one of them, of the decade.
The best apartments in the world.
This has really turned out to be almost mystical. It's been great.
But one of the dangers of putting your name on everything is that if that one thing with your name on it fails, everyone knows it. Trump, the game, didn't sell. It was discontinued in 1 year. Trump Airlines, the Trump Shuttle, which he purchased from Eastern Airlines, never turned a profit and defaulted on its loans and ceased operation in 3 years. Trump Vodka began in 2006 with the slogan, "Success Distilled." Donald Trump believed it would become the most ordered drink in the nation. It shut down production in 2011 due to lack of interest. Trump Entertainment Resorts, made up of three Trump-owned casinos all in Atlantic City, filed for bankruptcy for the fourth time in 2014. And Trump has pulled out of Atlantic City. Trump Magazine ceased publication after a year and a half. Trump Steaks...
When it comes to great steaks, I've just raised the stakes. Trump Steaks are the world's greatest steaks, and I mean that in every sense of the word.
Trump Steaks, out of business. Trump Steakhouse in Las Vegas closed down to 51 health code violations, including serving five-month-old duck. Trump University opened in 2005, closed in 2012. It and Trump are now being sued by the New York Attorney General for $40 million for fraud. Trump Mortgage. It opened in 2006, with Trump asking CNBC, "Who knows more about financing than me?" But since it closed a year and a half later, perhaps the answer is more people than he thought. Then there was the USFL, the United States Football League. The league started in 1983 as a spring, much more established, beloved alternative to the fall and winter NFL. In 1984, Trump had the opportunity to purchase the USFL franchise, the New Jersey Generals, which he snapped up. The league featured future Hall of Famers Steve Young and Reggie White. as well as superstars Herschel Walker, Jim Kelly, and Doug Flutie. Virtually everyone believed the league should stay put, playing its schedule in the spring and not try to go head-to-head against the wildly popular NFL in the fall. Everyone believed it, except Donald J. Trump. Trump wasn't happy being part of a second-rate league.
I never liked the idea of spring football. Everything I do is sort of at the highest level.
Why did he buy into the league? Trump with the USFL always struck me as somebody that couldn't get into the NFL. And he was so desperate to own a football team, this was the next thing. It was like a guy who, all the Beamers that he wanted were sold out, so he goes to the Saab dealership. It's like, hey, give me a Saab. Give me any Saab. I don't care. And then he complains about the Saab. It's like, you bought a Saab.
Trump forced the issue. The USFL wrapped up their 85 season and decided to play in the fall of 86. There were a couple of problems, one of which was that the NFL owned broadcast rights on all three networks. There was nowhere for the USFL to go. So Trump took the NFL to court in an antitrust monopoly suit and won $1. $1. It was the death of the USFL. And most involved in the league blamed Donald J. Trump for its demise. In the late 1980s, Donald Trump turned his attention to a new prize that he desperately wanted. He wanted to buy the Taj Mahal Casino in Atlantic City. The owner had run out of money and left it unfinished. Trump swooped in and promised the banks he could secure the financing. The banks didn't want the casino financed with junk bonds, and Trump assured them that he would never use junk bonds. What happened? The Donald financed the Trump Taj Mahal with junk bonds. Being a businessman who never fails, Trump didn't let a little debt cause him concern. And in 1990, he hired Michael Jackson, the biggest music star in the world, to perform at the huge opening of the Trump Taj Mahal.
I have Michael at the Taj Mahal. He's my friend. He's a tremendous talent. And it's really my honor. It's a big day for me.
Later, Mr. Trump's chickens came home to roost.
It was his biggest deal ever. He called it the eighth wonder of the world. But it was also probably his biggest mistake. A billion-dollar building built on borrowed money, junk bonds, with the whopping interest rate of 14%. Trump was now $1.4 billion in debt on his casinos alone.
Drowning in massive debt and facing financial ruin, Trump had a few options other than his second bankruptcy.
Trump hotels and casinos filed for bankruptcy protection three times in 6 years.
Okay, let me explain it to you. Very simple. Isn't that a failure?
Not really. I mean, look, it worked out very well for me. It was very successful. I then levered the company. So I had a relatively small piece of the company.
Wait a second. You were chairman of the board.
I was chairman, but I didn't run the company. I had nothing to do with running the company. Management.
You were paid $2 million a year.
Excuse me. I didn't run the company. I'm just telling you.
So what were you paid $2 million a year for?
Excuse me. Because of my genius, okay?
There didn't seem to be a lot of wins during this time period for Donald. And in fact, his finances were crashing down all around him.
Suddenly, everything was for sale. Things got so bad, Trump tried to slip his private plane out of its hangar without paying the storage fee. The state police were called. Clearly, order had to be restored. And for now, some semblance of it has been. Even Donald's father has helped out. A $3 million purchase of chips in one of his son's casinos went toward paying interest to bondholders, pacifying some of them, at least, for a time.
It appeared that both personally and professionally, Donald Trump was struggling. Things were in such upheaval for the Donald that Barbara Walters questioned his business acumen.
Being on the verge of bankruptcy, being bailed out by the banks, skating on thin ice and almost drowning, that's a businessman to be admired.
You say on the verge of bankruptcy, Barbara, and you talk on the verge, and you listen to what people are saying.
I talk to your bankers.
Well, that's fine. And what do they say? I mean, you know, depending on which banker you're talking to, what do they say? The deal I worked out is something that I think is good for everybody. Nobody knows how bad the economy is. I listen to the people on Wall Street talking about the possibility of a recession. We're not in a recession. We're in a depression.
Trump was able in this case to secure a bank bailout. However, over the years, Trump has racked up $4.7 billion in bankruptcies. He says it's a successful way to use the system. And over the course of his professional life, it is estimated that Donald Trump has lost up to $6 billion. Financing wasn't the only issue Trump has encountered in Atlantic City. When he wanted to expand Trump Plaza and build parking lots for limousines, there was a slight problem in his way. A little elderly woman named Vera Coking. She owned the home for 35 years, right where Donald Trump envisioned putting a parking lot. Realizing that Bob Guccione had tried unsuccessfully to take her property over the 10 years before, Donald Trump paid her a visit. He offered her Neil Diamond concert tickets. Vera had never heard of Neil Diamond, so he offered her money. He offered to buy her home. Vera hadn't been interested in the $1 million offer from Guccione a decade before. And that day, she wasn't tempted by Trump's offer. Enter the Casino Authority. They offered the 70-year-old widow $250,000 for the property. Or, better yet, they threatened. They threatened they would evict her through court, through eminent domain. She again refused to sell her home that she loved and where she had lived since 1961. The Casino Authority and Donald Trump tried to extract Vera, but lost the court battle. To this day, Trump remains unapologetic about trying to take someone's private property against their will.
I think eminent domain for massive projects, for instance, you're going to create thousands of jobs and you have somebody that's in the way and you pay that person far more. Don't forget, eminent domain, they get a lot of money. And you need a house in a certain location because you're going to build this massive development that's going to employ thousands of people, or you're going to build a factory that without this little house, you can't build the factory. I think eminent domain is fine.
Donald Trump is obviously not the worst businessman in America, despite his failures he's experienced. He has also had many huge businesses and personal successes. However, he has claimed that he should be president because he always wins and will continue to win every time. Trump has spoken about the national debt of $19 trillion, yet he was willing to risk everything he had on junk bonds. Trump currently insists that he is a diehard Republican, even conservative. But what about his past? He readily admits he didn't always believe as he does now. So what has changed? What, if anything, has changed? What was his pivot point? You looking to sell your home? At realestateagentsitrust.com, our goal is to ease the stress of home selling by helping you sell your home as quickly as possible at the best price possible. Hi, it's Glenn Beck, and I want to thank you. In just the last few months, thousands of Blaze Radio listeners just like you have contacted our agents. So if you're thinking of selling your home, or if you want help buying a home, go to realestateagentsitrust.com and let our individually selected agents earn your business. Realestateagentsitrust.com.